You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this. Are you wealthy? Question mark. Well, first and foremost, know this. That is not a typo, my dear. I did not misspell wealthy. This is wealthy spelled a completely different way because this is the wealthy that comes from within. This is the value that you are, the value that is your greatest asset. It's you, it's your life, it's your life's work. It's the health and wealth and the health and healing that's on the inside of you from above down, inside and out. It's something that will increase with value as long as you care for it, nurture it, and grow it, my dear. And it's also the value that will decrease if you do not care for yourself. Your wealth will decrease. So my question to you today is, are you wealthy? And have you ever even thought about that? You've been probably thinking that you're going to accumulate wealth from the outside in when true wealth comes from the inside out. And when you care for your greatest asset, which is you, your health, your life, and your life's work, yes, your wealth will increase not only on the inside, but also when I really believe that when you put your hands to the plow, doing your life's work, living your life's work, being your life's work, that you will see such an incredible return on your investment, which is investing the wealth that is you into the life's work that is you. Now, this is no guarantee that you're going to make millions, but it is a guarantee that you will have a prosperous, strong, fulfilling life if you truly begin to tap into the wealth that is you. So today's soul story goes a little something like this. So I live downtown, and across the street, I have the U.S. Bank Stadium, which is where the Vikings play their games, and then I have the Guthrie Theater, which is over on the other side of me, and it's like, you know, Performing Arts Center, like where they have Broadway shows. It's beautiful. A lot going on in this area of town, and between the two, there is a beautiful parking ramp. Now, also, there's a hotel there, and this is where I work out. I work out in the hotel gym. And there is big floor-to-ceiling windows. You may have heard me talk about this in the past. Big floor-to-ceiling windows. And the elliptical machine that I stand on when I'm working out is right there in front of those windows. So as I'm working out, I look out over the city. I can see everything. It's beautiful. And on game day, this is very interesting. It is covered in purple down here. Okay, so what's interesting is this parking ramp. I've parked in this parking ramp before overnight. When they're cleaning the garage at the condo, we have to move the car and we'll move it into the parking ramp across the street. And it's $9 to park there for 24 hours. Okay, not bad. Well, it's interesting because I was watching them today. They're pulling out this sign and it says $9 for an event. I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome. You know, $9 for an event. I can see that. You know, it's capitalism, supply and demand. Makes sense. I would do the same thing. So I was watching that, and then I noticed that they were switching now the sign from $9 an event, because it's game day, to $30 an event. I chuckled. I was like, hey, these people know how to make money. This is great. But I was laughing, and I was thinking, okay, this is due to supply and demand. Now, I wonder what it's going to be like on game day, on the day of the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl will be played in the U.S. Bank Stadium in January 2018. So this place is going to be like covered in purple, and they'll probably be charging at least $100 per event, you know, for the game day. Who knows? It'll be interesting to see what they charge to park in this parking ramp. But my whole point in bringing this up is that it's about supply and demand, right? Anybody in business understands this. I started to think about it, though, and I started to think about we as humans, our greatest asset is our health. Our greatest asset is the wealth within and the well within. And when the supply is up, the demand is up, whatever, typically when there are demands upon us, instead of increasing our value, we decrease our value. When we start to have demands put on us, a lot of times we start to give ourselves away. Now, I may not be speaking to all y'all right now, but I'm going to speak to some of you because you're doing this. Are you giving your wealth away when demands are put on you from the outside in? When other people are saying, hey, I want to park in that garage. Hey, I want this from you. Hey, I want your time. Hey, I want this. All these demands coming at you. And what do? You put your wealth on the back burner and you actually decrease your value. You start to give yourself away. You start to give your joy away. You start to give your peace away. You start to give your time away, which is your life, by the way. And you give your wealth away. So there's demand. Well, the bottom line is there's only so much supply to go around. Okay, yes, you can increase your wealth, no doubt. But the life that you've been given one life, my dear, one life to live. And as I talked about in yesterday's episode, your life, your life's work, is your life's work working? If you're not working in your life's work, and your life is not working, your value, your wealth is decreasing. And very likely you're giving your time away, you're giving your life away, you're giving your wealth away. And you only have a certain supply. So why, my dear, would you give it away? Why would you give yourself away? I hope you're hearing me today loud and clear. Because, you know, you could charge, metaphorically, $1 an hour to park. And in fact, people park out on the street in front of my condo, and they pay 25 cents per hour. That's what it costs to park, 25 cents per hour. In the parking ramp, it's $9 for 24 hours. Okay, on certain event days, it's $9 for that event, a couple hours. On game day, it's 30, probably going to 100, okay? The question is, are you realizing that you have value, and when the demands get real high, that's when you guard your time, you guard your value, and you don't give it away. You guard it more than ever. I hope you're hearing me today. You don't have to give it away just because somebody asks for your time. You don't have to give yourself away. You don't have to put your life's work, your passion, your purpose on the back burner because somebody else is putting a demand on your time. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, you're the one who chooses how you spend your time. And you must stop blaming everyone else and saying, it's the kid's fault, it's the husband's fault, it's the partner's fault, it's the job's fault, it's my colleague's fault. No, there's no such thing as fault here. The responsibility that you have for your life and your wealth is yours, my dear. It is yours. And when you can begin to take charge of that, the choices that you make, realizing that you have wealth, and when the demands are the highest, that's when you need to say, you know what? My value is there, and I'm going to actually increase my value during those times. When the demand gets high, that is when you, my dear, can choose to do things or not do things that will increase your value and increase your wealth. What are you going to do today? Are you going to choose wealth? Are you going to choose to increase your value? Or are you going to choose to decrease your value? The choice is yours. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. Yeah, I feel like I'm preaching here. Seriously, because I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, even, you know, a silly thing like a parking ramp. Yes, very, very essential, very necessary. So glad we have parking ramps. But it's like even the parking ramp people know that you don't just give it away. But how often we're giving our own health away, our own happiness away, saying that we don't have time, that we can't afford it. Well, let me tell you, and when you start affording it, you will be able to see that you don't give it away so much. You know what I mean? You have to afford your own time because you cannot afford to give it away anymore. You cannot afford to give yourself away anymore, my dear. Okay, so you have your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. Today's Sacred Soul step is this. I want you to write down how wealthy you truly are. Write down how much you value your life right now. Write down how much you value your life. Secondly, I want you to think about this. What's your hourly rate? If you are a parking ramp right now, or you were a hotel right now, or you were a spa, how much would you charge per hour to share your service, your value, the benefits that people have being in your presence? Or how much are you charging for your services? Now, I am not a proponent of exchanging and trading your time for your for money. I'm not a big proponent of that, but a lot of people do it, and especially in the JOB world, okay? But I want you to think about it. What is your hourly rate? What if you had to say, is your hourly rate, what is it, my dear? And then I want you to think about this, because say it's 200, 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, whatever it is for you, or maybe it's $10, I don't know. I want you to think about that, and when you start to look at it with a number, you will stop giving your minutes away. Because say if your hourly rate is 1,000, now all of a sudden you have 500 for half an hour, 250 for 15 minutes, 125 for 7.5 minutes. You see where I'm going with this? All of a sudden you're like, wow, you know what? I'm not giving it away anymore. You must start to view your life and your time, because your time is your life. You must view it as valuable, to the point where the most valuable thing you have is life flowing through you, right? So if you're giving away your wealth, your health, your wealth, your life within, if you're giving it away because you say you don't have time and you can't afford that time, I want you to think about how much you can afford living without a healthy body. I want you to think about how much you can afford continuing to give it away. Because the more you give it away, the less you have for yourself and the less value you have. I know. Am I making myself clear here? I want you to think about that. And when you choose your hourly rate, I want you to think about a number that makes you a little uncomfortable. Now, to all you entrepreneurs out there, I want you to think about this as well. Even though you're not trading time for money, I want you to start viewing your time in this way. Because I remember the day that I set my hourly rate and it made me uncomfortable, because I was like, oh my goodness, can I actually tell somebody, if they ask me, what's your hourly rate, and then tell them my hourly rate? And guess what? Within a couple weeks of setting this in my mind and my heart, I sat across the table from somebody, told them exactly what it was per hour, and they paid it. That's right, they paid it. When you value your time, others will value your time as well. When you value you, others will also value you. So I really hope this helps you today. I would love to hear what your hourly rate is, by the way. I would love to know what's going on for you, because you know that's just a starting point. But again, it's more of a, more so than a number, it's a knowing that you and your life and your time, it's valuable, my dear. You are valuable. I will look forward to seeing you next time, which is tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow, so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life, and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.